I got a fire at the quick stop. Yeah.
Terrorists. I left the coffee pot on again, didn't I? Shit! Now where am I gonna bring chicks to fuck when my mom's home? For your big last day?
I am.
When do you and your old lady head down to Florida?
Tomorrow morning. Car's all packed up.
You gonna do anything crazy before you leave New Jersey forever?
How long have you known me?
If I were you, I'd spray paint "Eat Pussy" across the side of the building in huge letters.
Why?
Let them know you were there, man.
I'd rather let them know I'm not an asshole.
Too late for that.
I'm really gonna miss you, man.
Once there were parking lots, now it's a peaceful oasis. You got it, this was a Pizza Hut, now it's all covered with daisies. You got it, I miss the honky tonks, Dairy Queens and 7-Elevens. You got it, and as things fell apart, nobody paid much attention.
I can't believe they haven't done anything with it yet.
Lord did something with it. He smited that hellhole.
Listen to you. You mean to tell me you don't miss that place at all?
God, no. You? Of course not.
Thank you. You know, sometimes I wish I did a little more with my life instead of hanging out in front of places selling weed and shit. Like maybe be an animal doctor. Why not me? I like seals and shit. Or maybe an astronaut. Yeah. Like be the first motherfucker to see a new galaxy or find a new alien life form. And fuck it. And people be like, there he goes. Homeboy fucked a Martian once. Holy shit. Our first customer since our triumphant return. That cool. Hold on. Yeah, you guys holding? Shit, everything but coke, heroin, and your cock.
What? How about a nickel bag, man?
Oh, 15 bucks, little man. Put that shit in my hand. Nong, 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 nong.
He likes to sing. So, I haven't seen you guys in a while, man. Where you been all this time?
Me and San Pao finally bought a car. We're cruising down to the boardwalk. Fucking Middletown cop pulls us over for suspicion of mischief.
What the fuck does that mean?
We were driving around with deployed airbag. The cops pull us over. They find 2 pounds of Jamaican lamb's wool. Prosecutor wants to put us away for a dime, but the judge gives us rehab instead.
Shit, rehab?
Yep, yep.
How long were you in?
6 months, sir. We got 6 months and 2 days on the wagon as a good friend of Bill W's. Check it out. Just got it 2 days ago before we got out.
Yeah, but if you're holding all the time, aren't you going to be tempted to get high?
Oh, not with the power of Christ on my side, sir.
Is that a fucking Bible?
Hey, hey, the holy fucking Bible, son.
The fuck kind of songbird Jesus freak dealers you bring me to?
I like them, man. They're funny.
They're fucking stupid.
You should read your Bible, sirs. You'll find all types of weird shit in there. Like, did you know Jesus was a Jew?
Yeah.
I need 2 Egg and Movie Muffins and we're almost out of hash browns.
Hold on.
Now, Randall! What are you writing over there anyway, your memoirs?
I'm battling this jackass on his blog's message board.
About what?
About how he's got too much free time and no life.
Says the guy who's flaming him on his website.
I can't help it. The guy pisses me off. It's this fuck in a wheelchair that's always preying on everyone's sympathies, writing these long diatribes about how he'll never walk again and how walkers should appreciate the blessings of their functioning legs.
That diatribe, you call it, sounds like some poor crippled guy pouring out his heart and feelings.
Oh, fuck him, man. Trying to guilt me into walking around more because he's all gimped out? What kind of mind fuck is that shit? So I've been getting into it with him, throwing it back in his stupid, creepy boy face about how I love to just sit around and how I'd rather drive to the end of the block than walk.
The guy's in a wheelchair.
Yeah, that's why I called him Creepy Boy. Have a good one.
You fucking freak.
I'm not even gonna point out the irony here.
What's the matter with you?
What I do now?
There's a cripple guy who found a way to reach out to a world he feels isolated from, and you somehow found a way to take issue with him.
Sure, take his side.
Have you become so embittered that you now feel the need to attack the handicapped?
What handicapped? The guy's just in a wheelchair. It's not like he's Anne Frank or something.
Anne Frank?
Yeah, Anne Frank. The chick that was all, till the miracle worker showed up and knocked some smarts into her.
You're talking about Helen Keller.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about Anne Frank. She was deaf, dumb, and blind.
No, she wasn't. Helen Keller was deaf, dumb, and blind.
Are you sure?
Yep.
And who the fuck's Anne Frank?
Anne Frank's the little Jewish girl who hid from the Nazis in a secret room with her family. She wrote a diary.
Oh, yeah. Well, then I guess this guy is like Anne Frank, what with the diary and all.
No, he's like Helen Keller with the handicap, you jerk!
You always gotta be right, don't you? You Nazi douchebag. What? What do you want? No, we don't serve cow tippers in the morning. Freedom toast is a possibility.
Oh, we totally do.
That'll be $12.64.
your eyes, you perv.
It's not very hygienic. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Emma, are you like this because you have an unnaturally large clit?
You just had to tell him, didn't you?
It kind of came out one day.
He says it's so big it's almost like a little cock, which says all kinds of weird things about him that I don't even want to think about.
You wouldn't want to be with a girl with an oversized clit.
No, because the next stop is a guy with an undersized dick.
You're a little close to me.
I can pull back if you want.
Can we pull back into our own apartment in Florida again?
Really? God damn it, Dante. How many times are we going to have this fucking conversation? There is no point in getting an apartment anymore. My mother has pretty much told us that she's going to get us a house as a wedding gift.
Your parents' generosity just makes me a little uncomfortable, Em. They're giving us a house. Your dad's giving me one of his car washes to run. It just feels weird.
Babe, it just feels weird because you're so used to life shitting on you all the time.
What the fuck does that mean?
All I'm saying is that suddenly you have a woman that loves you, a new job opportunity, and a fantastic life to look forward to, right? You gotta face it, Tiger. You hit the jackpot.
What the...
Something wrong?
Nope. Just saw you guys talking. Thought I'd come out here and join you.
God, it must be nice to have a job with so much downtime.
Downtime's important. If I had to deal with all the fucking mouth breathers nonstop without a break, I'd put my head in the deep fryer. All's two.
Do you really want to sit here and watch me and my fiancé make out? Are you that much of a loser?
Not really. I was actually going to ask you two to knock it off while I was out here.
I don't fucking understand why you can't be happy for your best friend. He finally found a woman who loves him.
Like you even register as a chick to me. Might as well be a dude.
Really?
Yeah, you're my best friend's girlfriend. You became persona non-nookie to me the moment he started diddling your pooter.
So thinking of me in terms of being a girl kind of creeps you out, does it?
Sweetheart, I don't think of you in terms of being a girl. I don't think of you in any way... Oh, that was just wrong.
If you don't get the fuck out of here so that I can spend some quality time with my man, next I'm gonna show you my pooter.
Why would you want to do something like that? All right, I'm leaving.
Jesus.
What'd you do that for? You realize he just thinks you're trying to get him into a three-way with us now, don't you?
Yeah, right, with Graves. That man's a total fucking Lloyd like most Jersey guys.
Hey!
You talk tough, but when we're crossing the state line, I bet you get all sentimental for Jersey and squirt a few tears.
Yeah, tears of joy, maybe. Jersey sucks, and we are surrounded by morons. On that note, I'm gonna go.
Whoa, you leaving?
Yeah, I've got a ton of stuff to do before we leave in the morning, but I love you.
I love you, too.
Dude, I'm pretty sure your old lady wants to get you and me together in a three-way. Dude, how old are you?
I know, I'm 19, Randall. You wouldn't work for me last week, remember? Because you said working on my birthday would help me build character. Well, at least you spelled cock right this time.
Why the fuck are you still getting rides from your mother? And even worse, what the fuck are you kissing her goodbye for? What is she, your fucking prom date?
You're not gonna bother me today, Randall. I was too good a mood.
Because your mom slipped you the tongue?
No, because I just read online that there's going to be a live-action Transformers movie.
And?
Well, I mean, as you know, my online handle is Optimus Prime.
I know that. I wish I didn't.
Well, so, not only is it awesome that there's going to be a live-action Transformers movie, but I'm, like, positioned or whatever with the best possible net handle and email address for when the movie comes out.
Oh, you're going to be rolling in the pussy, man.
Don't be gross.
Says the guy who was just playing tonsil hockey with his mother.
Mr. Dante!
Leave Elias alone, Randall!
Don't look at his wee-wee.
Dude, the Transformers sucked.
Oh, no, they didn't. They were more than meets the eye. They could beat the pants off Ranger Danger any day.
Yeah, I'll lose sleep wondering whether you're right about that or not.
Oh.
I thought you weren't even allowed to watch a lot of TV in your house because you're all Christian and shit.
Well, as it turns out, cars and trucks that turn into robots aren't really that blasphemous, because my pastor says that machines can turn into other machines, and it's not a slight against God.
Transformers were a total slight against God, and as much as God sent his only begotten son to die on the cross to redeem mankind, and all we did to pay him back was make terrible fucking cartoons like the Transformers.
Now shut. Well, because at Bible camp, we made this flow chart, which, I mean, I don't know, kind of like proved or whatever that, okay. So, since God created man, and man created the Transformers are like a gift from God, Randall.
No, sir. They are not a gift from God. They are an unholy curse from the beast we call the Desolate One.
I don't really want to hear this, Randall.
The first of the fallen, the spoiler of virgins, the master of abortions.
You know I don't like to talk about dark forces, Randall.
Let me help you, Grandma.
Grandma, what was it like to be on a holiday site?
Late that night, I awoke from my sleep,
hearing unknown voices laughing and singing.
Oh, what the fuck was that?
What?
That wave.
I saw Becky, so I waved.
She'll be in here in 20 seconds.
And?
And? You've got to greet her before she gets in here, you fucking ass kiss? What's that all about?
It's called friendship.
She's your boss. You can't be friends with your boss.
No, you can't be friends with your boss. I like my boss.
I think there's something going on between you two.
You're crazy.
You spend an awful lot of time talking to her.
I spend an awful lot of time talking to you, too.
And I've always maintained you're harboring an unrequited homosexual crush on me.
We're just friends.
That's what I keep telling you.
No, you idiot. Me and Bex.
Bex? I knew it. You're fucking around with the boss.
Yeah, that's why I'm moving to Florida with my fiancé.
Why would you want to fuck around with a chick your own age, man? If you gotta sow some of your wild oats, there's all these fine young chicks that stop in here after school.
First off, I'm not cheating on my fiancé. Secondly, if I was cheating on my fiancé, it wouldn't be with a teenager.
Why not? The best part of this job is all the barely legal pussy that comes in here. And they all look up to me because I've got a driver's license. It's awesome.
You're 33.
You show me one 33-year-old chick who's as buck wild in bed as her 17-year-old counterpart. 17-year-olds nowadays are crazy. They're up for anything. They even like it when you go ass to mouth.
Oh, my God.
What?
Are you serious?
I don't fuck around when it comes to ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth.
It's never my idea. These young girls today get all horned up and they tell you to go ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth, Randall.
You sound like my mom. Bex, do you ever go ass to mouth?
You never go ass to mouth.
You've never gone ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth.
I've never gone ass to mouth.
Not even once.
Not even ever.
You're both so repressed. All right, look, I know you've given a blowjob, right?
I haven't even put my purse down yet.
That's a yes, and I know you've gone down on chicks.
What's your point?
Well, when you're done chowing down on the no-no parts of your lover, you kiss him, right? That's just like going ass to mouth.
Okay, I'm pretty sure you just compared a vagina to an asshole.
And?
Have you restocked all the napkin holders yet?
That's an Elias job.
That comparison of pink and brown eyes just made it a Randall job.
Zing! Shut the fuck up, GoBot.
I could probably sue this whole corporation right now for sexual harassment. You're just making me restock the napkin holders because of my firmly held beliefs on the subject of ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth!
Would you grow up?
All right, I'm gonna tell you this because we're friends. But sometimes, in the heat of the moment, it's forgivable to go ass to mouth.
I knew it.
I'm fucking bored, man. Boredom's the first step on the road to relapse.
Well, hello, Miss Scott.
Well, here he is, the escape artist.
I'm not gone yet.
Please, you've been gone for the last month. When do you guys leave?
We start driving tomorrow morning. I left you the forwarding address for my last check on the calendar.
So you did. That's her parents' house, right?
Yes, but only until the wedding. And then, from what I hear, her parents are giving us a house.
Nice. So I guess dowries are making a comeback.
Oh, yeah. Her dad's sweetened the pot with two fatted calves and a goat.
I'm gonna miss you, Hicks.
Yeah, I'm gonna miss you, too.
I still can't believe you're just gonna leave me alone in this place. With Randall Graves, of all people.
Quit. Move to Florida. You can work at the car wash with me.
Wow. You make it sound so tempting. How can I say no? Oh, yeah, because it's a fucking car wash in Florida.
Like it's any worse than this place.
Hurl the insults all you want, buddy man. As soon as my uncle's on his feet again, it's not like I'm going to be staying here.
Hey, how's it doing?
A lot better. It only took 2 years and a shitload of chemo, but his red cell count's almost back to normal.
That's great.
Yeah, it's great for me, too. A couple of weeks in this crap shack turned into a couple of years a little too quickly. But Hicks, we can sit here making small talk about your last day and what it is I'm going to do once you're gone. Or we can treat this like any other work day.
Randall.
One ring to rule them all.
You wonder why no chick will let you stick your cock in her.
I never wondered that.
Yeah, because you've accepted the fact that you'll never get a chick a long time ago.
I'd get a chick if I wanted.
Who are you kidding? You can't get a chick, you mook. You're too weird and sad.
I turn down chicks left and right.
Your chicks are your left and right.
Yeah, right. What do you know?
I know you're a huge fucking nerd of Potsy-like proportions, and no chicks dig nerds, especially nerds that are into Lord of the Rings.
Chicks dig Lord of the Rings, Randall.
Yeah, the kind of chicks that are into swords and elves and shit, and I wouldn't fuck them with the Torch of Gondor.
Oh, you're so gross.
Hey, man.
Welcome to Movies. May I take your order?
Yeah, see. Give me one utterly delicious milkshake, skinny calf, and order of onion rings. Thanks.
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all. And in the darkness, bind them.
Yes, suit! How many times?
Well, three for fellowship, two for towers, four for return.
Five for return.
Dude.
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Well, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
Oh, what the fuck happened to this world?
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
You know what? Maybe we should start calling your friend Padme, because he loves Mannequin Skywalker so much, right? Danger, danger. My name is Anakin. My shitty acting is ruining Saga.
yeah, you're crazy, Jar Jar.
Oh, I'm crazy? Those fucking Hobbit movies were boring as hell. All it was a bunch of people walking. Three movies of people walking to a fucking volcano. Here's the first movie. And here's the second movie.
He is way off, loser.
You ready for the third movie?
Fucking A.
Even the fucking trees walked in those movies.
You know what? I've had enough of you. Your simplistic analysis of the trilogy aside, The Lord of the Rings was a massive achievement that even the Academy recognized when they gave Peter Jackson the Best Directing Oscar, an award your little friend George Toyboy Lucas has never and will never win. Bones.
Oh, sick burn.
Let me tell you something. If Peter Jackson really wanted to blow me away with those Rings movies, he would have ended the third one on the logical closure point, not the 25 endings that followed.
What's the logical closure point?
Yeah, friend, enlighten us.
When fucking Frodo wakes up from his little coma or whatever, and the little hobbits are jumping up and down on his bed, and Sam leans in the doorway and gives him that very fucking gay look.
Not the Rings, Randall. Say what you will about Jesus, but leave the Rings out of this.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
That look was so gay, I thought Sam was gonna tell the little hobbits to take a walk so he could saunter over to Frodo and suck his fucking cock. Now that would have been an Academy Award-worthy ending.
Hey, faggot. They're not gay. They're hobbits.
And then right after the Sam-Frodo suckfest, right before the credits roll, Sam fucking flat-out bricks in Frodo's mouth.
I swear.
Fuck you! I made fun of Lord of the Rings so hard it made some super geek puke all over the counter. Where do we keep the mop and bucket so I can have Elias clean it up?
In the closet with the rest of the cleaning products.
We have cleaning products? Why does it smell so weird in here?
Bye-bye.
I'm on to you.
You know he's not going to make it here long once you're not here to protect him anymore, don't you?
Well, you're the one out there encouraging him, advocating ass to mouth.
I wasn't advocating it, you big prude. I just said it was fine once in a while. Like you wouldn't do it if Emma told you to.
Christ, no.
Oh, I thought love knew no bounds. Ew. That came off kind of catty, didn't it?
A little daytime soapish, yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I said that. I actually kind of like Emma.
So do I.
So that's why you're getting married.
I can't wait until you get engaged, so I can bust your balls as hard as you've busted mine.
You're going to be waiting a long time, sir.
Oh, that's right, I forgot. You're the cold-hearted ice princess that doesn't believe in marriage.
I'm not saying that it's not all right for you, but yes, I do think that marriage goes against our primal nature.
To be loved?
To fuck as much as possible. Spread the seed around and keep the species going. And all that shit they feed us in the movies and greeting cards is just propaganda to get us to marry, have kids, and keep the economy going. Marriage is just the keystone to economics.
You're such a sappy girl.
Mm.
Are you trying to tell me you don't believe in love, Becala?
In romantic love? No. Like, I love my parents. I love my car. I love you. But romantic love? Hearts and flowers? There's only one person out there for me. Come on, you know how many people there are out there? Odds are there's always going to be someone who's a better match for you than the person you end up marrying.
So, based on your theory, there's someone out there better for me than Emma.
Oh, no, I'm not touching that one.
Wait a second. You don't think I really love her?
I think you love what she represents.
Which is?
Come on, Dante. She was the girl who wouldn't give you the time of day back in high school. And years later, after she's played the field and realized how unsatisfying the so-called hotties are, she's finally gone with someone who looks...
Oh, my God, you're gonna say fugly, aren't you?
Unconventional!
Nice backpedal.
Thank you. It took her a few years to finally figure out that thing that every mother tries to teach their little girl, but she has to learn on her own. And that's that guys that look like you have a lot more to offer because you'll always try harder than the pretty boy.
What am I, some hideous fucking shut over here?
No, you're a catch. Kinda. And Emma's a catch, too. Because not only is she pretty, but she'll make all your decisions for you. Which is lucky, because you're pretty terrible at making decisions.
So my last day is all about you telling me what an ugly, indecisive loser I am.
Come on, you worked at Quick Stop for like a decade, and you've been here for a year almost? And since day one at both jobs, all you've ever said is how you needed to get out and start your life. And it wasn't until Emma walked through the door and was like, come down to Florida with me and I'll fuck your brains out and my daddy will give you a job. That you actually went and did something about it. And I get it. She's your golden ticket, dude.
So, what's that make you?
I'm just the girl who fucks ugly, indecisive losers in the kitchen once this place is closed.
So we're never going to talk about it, are we?
What is there to say?
Do you regret it?
Do you?
I regret that it was on the prep station table.
So yeah, you regret it. You weren't the one who got mayo in your cooch. What do you want me to say? We were drunk, you know? It just kind of happened. You're just lucky I'm not one of those monogamists like your girlfriend. Otherwise, I might try to make you stay in Jersey.
If anyone could do it, it'd be you.
Dude, your old lady's out here looking for you.
Come outside with me. I've got a surprise for you.
My surprise?
No.
Goodbye, horses.
Hey. Oh. So, are you looking for a good transformer site? Because at CarsToBots.com, you can get an avatar. That's your picture, morphed to look like a robot.
Come on, man. You know I only surf Transformers sites when there's girls around so they can see how cool I am.
So what are you doing then?
Trying to secure a going-away present for Mr. Dante.
Really? Well, how about an Arwen sword replica?
What?
Because it's like... thoughtful and practical.
I was thinking of something a little more sexy.
Well, what's sexier than an elf princess's sword?
A donkey show.
What's that?
You ever see a chick give a mule a blowjob?
Oh, gosh!
Jesus. If you spoil this, I'm gonna brain you. You're gonna keep your mouth shut? God.
That's bestiality, Randall.
At its finest, I hope.
Who'd want to see something like that?
Me, Dante, you.
I don't want to see something like that. Why would you want to see something like that?
Because it's fucked up.
I want to see if a chick with a mouthful of donkey spunk swallows. All right, here we go. Kinky Kelly and the Sexy Stud. Straight from their dirty debut in Tijuana, Kelly's taking it on the road. Taking it in the ass, that is. You gotta give it up for Oscar Wilde-like wordplay that good.
Did they show pictures?
Only one of Kinky Kelly sucking off Optimus Prime.
Really?
Let me borrow your cell phone.
Oh, well, cuz, I'm only supposed to use it to call my parents in case of an emergency.
This is an emergency. We gotta lock up Kinky Kelly for tonight so we can give Mr. Dante a memorable send-off. You love Mr. Dante, don't you?
In a non-gay way.
Then give me your phone. Mr. Dante's never seen a donkey show. And it'd be nice to give him this before he goes off to Florida and gets married. Does all those other things that prevent a guy from ever seeing a fucked up donkey show in his lifetime. Hello, I was hoping to schedule Kinky Kelly for a performance. Tonight? Okay. I'm on hold. Fingers crossed. We should probably cross dicks too.
No. Work, work, work. That's all you ever think about, Higgs.
Okay, Max.
Hey, Emma. Great shirt.
Isn't it? I love it. What I love even more are these. These came in early, and I just had to come back and show Dante. And give you yours, of course. And I have one for Randall, I guess.
What is it?
Look, I know it's 3 months away, but it would mean so much to us if you could make the trip down.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't miss it.
I thought we were waiting till we got down there before we picked a date.
Oh, him is so cute. Him thinking again, huh? If we left anything up to these jackals, nothing would ever get done, would it?
Guess you gotta make the decisions for him sometimes.
All right, I've got it. I will see you then. Thank you. My friend, tonight we bring a bit of TJ to the Jersey Burbs.
Well, I don't know about this, Randall. I mean, how do we know this isn't a hoax? Like, were there any pictures on the website?
Strangely, no. But if you've seen pics of one chick sucking off a donkey, you've seen them all.
Well, what if you haven't ever seen pics of anything like that?
Well, then you must be as blind as Anne Frank, because what's the point in having an internet connection if you're not using it to look at weird, fucked up pictures of dirty sex you'll never have yourself? Holy shit. You know, I've never pieced this together until right now. You're a virgin, aren't you?
You know I have a girlfriend, Randall.
Oh, yeah. What's her name again?
Ira Hotchkiss.
You made her up, didn't you? That name sounds so made up.
No.
Seriously, Elias, have you and Myra had sex yet?
Well, that's just kind of personal, Randall.
Come on! I tell you about my sex life all the time. I let you smell my fingers after I fucked Hayden Weathers' kid sister in the office that one time, didn't I?
You kind of made me smell your fingers.
Maybe you just don't like the pussy. Maybe you're all about the cock.
No, I like the pussy.
So come on, did Myra ever give you a crack at her crack or what?
Well, not that it's any of your business, Randall, but she can't.
Why? Jesus, Elias, come on, you gotta start trusting me more. Because once Dante's gone, you're gonna be my new best friend.
No, I'm not.
Who the fuck else am I gonna hang out with? It's gonna be you and me, buddy. So come on, you gotta start trusting me more. Open up and tell me shit. Like, why haven't you fucked Myra yet?
Well, we can't because of pillow pants.
The fuck's pillow pants?
Pillow Pants is a little troll who lives in her pussy. Pillow Pants is her pussy troll? Duh. You know how every girl's parents put a pussy troll in them when the girls are young to keep them from having premarital sex?
Sure.
Well, Myra's is named Pillow Pants. And so,
even though she totally wants to have sex with me. Meyer says, if I put my thing in her, Pillow Pants will bite it off. So, I gotta wait until Pillow Pants gets peed out of her body on her 21st birthday before we can have sex.
And Myra told you this?
Boyfriends and girlfriends talk to each other about sex stuff, Randall. You'd know this if you ever had a girlfriend.
Have you and Myra even kissed yet?
We would have already if it wasn't for Lister Fiend.
Lister Fiend is her mouth troll, isn't it?
Women.
I'll be right back.
You are never gonna believe what Elias just told me.
Look who it is, Randall.
Randall Graves. You work here too? Jesus, anyone else from our graduating class back there?
Well, well, well. Pickle fucker.
Man, look at you two fun employees. Nothing's changed. You know, I'll bet dollars to donuts when you two aren't fighting about who shot first, Han or Greedo, you can still muster up enough energy to make fun of other people.
Yeah, so hurry up and order and get out of here so we can make fun of you.
Oh, I don't know if you're in a position to make fun of anyone anymore, Graves. 32 and you're flipping burgers? Before that, I'd heard it was the Quick Stop. For what, like 10 years?
We can't all be internet millionaires.
Who's an internet millionaire?
Elias, this is Lance Dowds. We went to high school together. A few years ago, we built a search engine which compiles the lowest prices of merchandise you can buy online. You might have heard of it. MadDuckets.com.
Didn't that just sell to Amazon for like 20 million bucks?
Yeah, but back before he was the Mad Duckets guy, he was just pickle fucker. You see, freshman year, the seniors would hunt us down and put us through what they called initiations. They'd stuff us in the lockers or throw us in the girls' shower room naked. But Lance here got the worst of it. The seniors yanked down his pants and shoved a pickle up his ass and made him walk 10 feet. The pickle fell out before he hit the 10-foot mark. He had to take a bite of it, reinsert it, and walk again. Yeah, but don't worry. He made it. His pickle was small enough to stay wedged after only 4 bites.
I'll bet you're the only guy in the world who still remembers that, Graves.
Oh, I bet you still remember it pretty vividly, pickle fucker.
Do you have any interest in building the ultimate fan site for both the Lord of the Rings and the Transformers? Because I'd moderate it for free.
Ease up, Pillow Pants. The dude's not into your D&D GoBots bullshit.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't insult the guy. The GoBots are like the Kmart Transformers.
Thank you! Keep telling him that.
Here's my email address. Drop me a line with some of your ideas.
Cool.
Okay, let's see. What do I want? About a skinny calf with cheese and a Diet Coke.
I'll get your order. Here you go.
Well, that was fast.
And fresh. Thanks. Come again.
Yo, let's wrap this up so I can get my cow tipper on.
You know what? Take mine. Something tells me I'm not gonna like it, am I?
Wow, thanks, pickle fucker. Yo, some pickle fucker gave us drinks!
You know, I don't eat fast food. It's not good for you. But when I heard you guys were actually working here, well, I just had to see it for myself. It's kind of nice having that kind of free time. Just like it's kind of comforting to know that some things never change. Take care, clerks. Sick burn.
Fuck this. Let me borrow your car.
You're supposed to be working.
I gotta get out of here for a few minutes. Let me borrow your car.
Elias, tell Becky we'll be right back. Where are we going?
Those taste like piss and flies, don't they?
Sure you want to do this?
Oh, yeah. This will make me feel better.
Raindrops keep falling on my head. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling. But there's one. Nothing's worrying me.
Here's what I don't understand about you. You have a license. You can drive a grown-up car. But when you ride the go-kart, you somehow feel better about yourself.
Look, it just centers me, all right? Kind of the way jerking off at work centers you?
I only did it that one time, and it wasn't to center me.
Yeah, it was to come. Well, I don't know about you, but coming centers me.
Then why did we have to leave work so you can ride the go-karts to clear your head?
Well, I don't want to jerk off in the movie's bathroom. What if a customer comes in and my jerking off gets him all sex nuts and retard strong? And suddenly I'm fighting him off as he tries to jam my dick in his mouth.
The most likeliest of scenarios.
Huh.
Man, that shit Lance said must have really bothered you.
Oh, fuck him. He's an asshole. He always was. Now I'm sorry I let him bug me even for a second. At least I got a go-kart trip out of it.
Why do the go-karts help?
I don't know. They just remind me of a better time in my life.
Like when?
Like when we were young and the world was still in front of us.
We're not that old.
Yeah. But sometimes I get the feeling the world kind of left us behind a long time ago.
You know, you can do something about that.
I told you, I don't want to jerk off in the bathroom at work.
No, I mean, you can get out of movies too. Completely change your situation in life.
What'd be the point? Besides, what do you give a shit? You're leaving.
I'm sorry.
Is that number 2 you wanted?
Yeah, in bovine size.
1384. I need 2 Surleys and a cow tipper.
I'm on it. How we set for fries?
I don't think these look right.
Jesus, step away from the fryer before you burn us all alive.
It's not my fault you're banning your post.
Was it too much to ask that you handle the fries? The machine does all the work. What's a machine gonna transform into some giant fucking robot before you'll take it seriously? Go home.
Will you just make some fries already?
Look, I don't have all night.
Sorry, man.
I need to get some Mexican working in here. They'd be pew.
They don't play around.
I know what a Mexican made me lose my job. I'm about to put a roof up in 30 seconds.
Where the fuck did you guys go?
You don't want to know.
Well, I know it's your last day and all, but while you're still on the clock, can't you kind of pretend like you still give a shit?
Don't blame this guy. Some cockstain that we went to high school with showed up to remind us that we're fucking failures, so I wanted to get out of here and blow off some steam, if you must know.
Did you say cockstain? What the fuck is cockstain?
I don't know. It's some white freaky stuff. White boys get the white women to do everything. You want to do a cock stain?
Do you know how often I've had people come in here that I went to school with? Fuck, I had to take the fucking order off of a guy I blew after junior prom once.
Yeah, I've waited on your brother, too.
I can't believe you. The smartest of smartasses got rattled by some fucking loser coming in here giving you shit about your Mick job.
Oh, fuck him, okay? Sooner or later, I'll do something with myself and make my mark. But until then, whatever I do is not a waste of time. It's all building towards something.
How about you build towards making some fucking fries?
They're coming!
What are you saying? Who's that kind of language?
Ain't nobody from my church in here.
I don't mind people snickering at the stupid uniform I've got to wear, but I'll be damned if I'm going to let some self-righteous lucky turd come in here and treat me and Dante like we're a couple of fucking porch monkeys.
Randall! I'm sorry. He
didn't really just say what I think he said.
What? Porch monkeys?
Randall!
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I want my money back right now.
Of course. You know what? Here, take this on us.
No, I'm not eating something that was cooked by some cracker-ass hate monger.
I will. Baby, you can't taste racism.
What racism? Porch monkeys?
You little mother...
Calm down, chap. It ain't worth it.
You lucky my husband done jump across this counter and knock your teeth in.
Why?
Yeah, baby, why? I mean, ain't like he called us porch monkeys.
Hey!
Come on, baby, stop hitting on me. See, the judge told you about that. You gotta stop putting your hands
on
people.
Here, take this. This is your money. Please, take the food on us. We're sorry.
Oh, I'm gonna write the paper about this and all y'all getting fired up in here.
Well, I'm gonna take the food. Thank you very much. Damn! Fucking poach.
Thanks. Monkey. Come again.
Don't leave me, baby.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
What? What's the big deal? Since when is it a crime to say porch monkey?
Oh, I don't know. Since forever?
Why?
Because porch monkey's a racial slur against black people.
No, it's not. Nigger is.
Randall!
Did Randall just call Mr. Dante a nigger?
Shut up, Elias!
I didn't just call Dante a nigger. I just said that nigger is a racial slur.
So is porch monkey.
Oh, it is not. Coon, spook, spade, mooly, jigaboo, nignog, those are racial slurs. Porch monkey is not.
I'm going to pretend like this conversation didn't happen. Elias, go pick up that fucking mess, and you are this close to getting shit canned. Shoot me now. Whoa.
What are you doing? Are you trying to get fired?
Since when did porch monkey suddenly become a racial slur?
When ignorant racists started saying it 100 years ago.
Oh, bullshit. My grandmother used to call me a porch monkey all the time when I was a kid because I'd sit on the porch and stare at my neighbors.
Despite the fact that your grandmother might have used it as a term of endearment for you, it's still a racial slur. It'd be like your grandmother calling you a little kike.
Oh, it is not. Plus, my grandmother had nothing but the utmost respect for the Jewish community. When I was a kid, she told me to always treat the Jewish kids well or they'd put the Sheeny curse on me.
What the fuck, man?
What?
Sheeny's a racial slur, too.
Oh, it is not.
Yes, it is.
Well, she never called any Jews Sheeny. She just used to say Sheeny curse a lot. It was cute.
It wasn't cute. It was racist.
I disagree, man. She was just an old-timer. That's the way people talked back then. Didn't mean they were racist. But my grandmother did refer to a broken beer bottle once as a nigger knife. You know, come to think of it, my grandmother was kind of a racist.
You think?
Well, I still don't think porch monkey should be considered a racial term. I mean, I've always used it to describe lazy people, not lazy black people. I think if we really tried, we could reclaim porch monkey and save it.
It can't be saved, Randall. The sole purpose for its creation, the only reason it exists in the first place, is to disparage an entire race. And even if it could be saved, you can't save it because you're not black.
Well, listen to you. Telling me I can't do something because of the color of my skin? You're the racist. I'm taking it back. You watch. Hey! What can I get for you, little porch monkey? That's cool, I'm taking it back.
So are you scared about getting married at all?
Were we in the middle of a conversation I don't remember leaving?
I was just thinking about it, and I was thinking that maybe you were waiting for some friend to try and stop you from going through with the wedding by asking if you're even ready to go and get married. So I'm asking, are you scared about getting married?
Oh, kinda. I mean, I'm not scared of getting married, you know? I always wanted to get married one day. But I am scared of the wedding.
Why?
I don't know how to dance.
You're kidding.
I wish I was.
You're about to tie your life to someone. Someone doesn't even really get you as well as your friends do. And what you're sweating is dancing at your reception?
Well, I figure she'll eventually get me. I mean, you're married to someone long enough. They gotta get you eventually, right?
Are you kidding? My parents have been married for 35 years, and they still don't get each other.
Emma's pretty, smart, happy, a good person. And for some strange reason, she loves me. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Pass up on that because I have a few stupid doubts and some jitters? Besides, dancing at the reception is the more imperative concern at this point because I only get, well, presumably one chance to dance at my wedding.
So what, you can't slow dance?
No. Anybody can slow dance. But this is one of the only times I'm ever going to meet most of Emma's extended family. And I'd like to be able to show some flair on the dance floor, you know, like make an impression so that maybe they'll see whatever it is that Emma sees in me, instead of all feeling like I'm some burger-peddling loser, couldn't even bust a move. What?
You're serious? Come on. Hey, 12-step! Jay!
Lord?
Up here, jackass.
The fuck you doing up there? Yo, if you're gonna jump, I'm gonna crack at that pussy first. Let me find out.
You still got your boombox? Play something and turn it way up. Something danceable.
Up here? Are you serious? You're gonna teach me to dance up here?
What, you want I should do it in front of all the customers?
What customers?
Shut up. Come over here. Okay, get ready for the music. You feel it? Here. Here it comes. Something a little less demonic, please. Thank you. Yes. Okay. Okay. Just follow what it is what I'm doing. Okay. Step forward. Step back. To your right. To your left. Turn to the right. Okay, you really do suck. Sit down.
I told you.
Watch me, right? ABC.
Hey!
I'm pregnant, Dante.
I'm having second thoughts.
About your sexuality?
About going to Florida.
Yeah, right. Why now, all of a sudden?
Becky's pregnant.
She is? Huh. So what, are you afraid you're gonna miss the baby shower?
I'm the father.
This sucks, man. I have public piss syndrome like a motherfucker. So we're really fucking quiet. Damn, dude, aren't you looking at my dick?
What? Should we help that guy in there?
Oh, fuck him. How the fuck did you father a child with a chick that's not your fiance? Holy shit, she got pregnant off the toilet seat you jerked off onto. I fucking knew it!
No, we had sex one night after work a few weeks ago.
What? Where?
Here, on the prep station table.
Ew, that's my prep table.
I don't know what to do.
What did Beck say?
She says she wants to have it.
Oh my God, so she wants you to break it off with Emma and marry her?
No.
She's gonna tell Emma?
No.
Wait a second, then what's the problem?
Are you that dense?
I'm serious. If Bex isn't busting your balls about it, what's the big deal? You could still go down to Florida and live happily ever after.
Knowing I have a love child up in Jersey?
How the fuck do you always have, like, two good-looking girls who want you? You're the most hideous fucking chud I've ever met, and you always have a pair of girls fighting over you.
Listen, you can never tell anybody about this.
Who am I gonna tell?
I'm serious, Randall, and not just for me. Becky says she doesn't want anybody to know.
Then what'd you tell me for?
Look, you fucked me over in the past, but this is huge. This is serious. Promise me that you'll keep your mouth shut, because if you fuck me over this time, I swear to God, I will beat the shit out of you.
You and what army?
I'm serious.
I'm serious, too. You and what army?
Promise me.
All right, get off of me, you nut.
What the fuck?
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Oh, yeah, sure. We were just...
May your first child be a masculine child.
Becky! Randall!
She was sweating me. It just came out.
Oh, shit!
You swung at me!
You ducked?
Because you swung at me!
Damn it!
Where's Becky?
She just left. I need help here, Mr. Dante. Can't Ralph and Randall eat the last pickles?
You fucking snitch.
Sorry, Randall. I'm sorry.
Becky!
Maybe she went to get a home pregnancy test just to be sure.
How the fuck could this day get any worse?
Well, what the fuck are you doing, man? Follow her!
You think?
You're darn right I do. You two have got to work this out. Follow her, talk to her for an hour, then come back here.
An hour?
I found that any more time than that, you run the risk of saying the wrong thing again. Follow her, talk to her for an hour, and come back here and help me close up.
You can't close up by yourself?
Fucking A, man. You're about to become a father. Time to start acting responsibly. Be back here in an hour. Go!
Hello. I assume you're with Kinky Kelly?
Good guess. You Randall?
I am. How long is it going to take you to set up?
Got to hook up the boombox, hang a few curtains and some lights. Got a small smoke machine for ambiance. Yeah.
Well, you might as well start setting up. We got about an hour before the guest of honor gets back. So do I get to meet Kelly before the show or what?
Nah. Kelly likes privacy before showtime. But after the show, if you want, for an extra $500, you can fuck Kelly.
Really? Sweet.
Yeah. So where are we doing this thing?
Oh, right inside the restaurant.
You're kidding.
It's not spacious enough?
No, it's plenty spacious, just kind of weird, isn't it?
Kind of weird? You're in the bestiality business, dude.
Hey, fucko. We like to call it interspecies erotica.
Intriguing.
Not again. Yeah, I have a fire at the movies on Memorial Parkway and Leonardo. What the fuck is going on?
She's going away, party.
Drunk and get lit.
Oh my God, is Elias hammered?
Isn't it awesome? My man smoked two blunts full of skunk.
Fuck pillow pants. Honk if you love it like pussy.
Yo, we love pussy.
Tonight, before you leave me forever, we are gonna peep something we've been talking about since we saw a bachelor party at your parents' house on Beta when we were 12.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm gonna miss you, man.
I'm gonna miss you too, but this is a little much.
Yeah, just wait.
Showtime! Ladies and gentlemen, and you, Elias, straight from the debauchery capital of the world, Tijuana, Mexico.
Oh God, no.
Oh God, yes. Get ready for some hardcore bestiality.
Interspecies erotica, fucko.
Interspecies erotica at its finest. Straight from TJ, I give you Kinky Kelly and the Sexy Stud.
Maybe, just maybe, naughty girls need love too.
Don't worry, chick's coming. Any second the chick's coming.
Far with that donkey.
Randall, where the fuck's the chick?
Yo, Freddie fucking Mercury, where's Kelly?
Right here.
I thought that's the sexy stud.
I'm the sexy stud.
Donkey's a dude.
Kelly can be a guy's name too.
Hey,
I'm in love with you and believe it, baby. This time you never won't get away.
Due to some nomenclature confusion, there's not gonna be any chick.
Well, who the fuck's gonna blow the donkey?
Go.
What the fuck is going on here?
Interspecies erotica. Are you okay?
I'm disgusted and repulsed and I can't look away. It's huge!
We need to talk.
Did you see the size of that cock?
I love you. And I think you love me too.
Of course. I mean, we're friends.
I think you love me as more than a friend. It's okay, you can say it.
But I don't believe in romantic love.
I think you do.
Do you really want to do this right now?
Well,
I guess the show's over.
I don't think so, sir. He's gonna jerk off, I'm gonna jerk off too.
I don't think he's gonna jerk off.
This groove is much too naughty, can't you see? I want you just for me, boys. Make some noise.
Yo, you guys are gonna miss this shit. The big guy's gonna cornhole that ass with his wiener.
Hold that thought.
I hope that donkey doesn't have a hiney troll.
All right, I do.
Do what?
I do love you.
What kind of sick fuck it's turn on watching a guy fuck a donkey?
Sorry, Jesus.
Dante?
Outside taking a piss when I heard the news. Congrats! You're having a baby, right?
No, who said that?
Some asshole. Outside, we're holding, and I'm still on probation.
What the fuck?
What, Smokey?
Oh, no, no, it's cool. I'm taking it back.
Deja fucking vu, right?
Jail cell design hasn't changed much in centuries, has it? Maybe it's time they brought in the laser bars or something.
Oh, they can make a hard plastic cage like Magneto's in X-Men 2. No.
Come on, dude, let's keep it in the real world, all right? But you know what wouldn't be a bad idea? Carbonite. What do you think, Dante?
I think I'm gonna kill you!
Off of me!
One-off steel cage match! You ruined my life!
Your life was already ruined! Jesus.
What were you thinking? A fucking donkey show?
It was your going away present.
It sure was. I just never thought I'd be going away to prison.
Hey, boys. You can't be in prison for watching an interspecies sex act. You guys will walk. The most I'll get will be a fine for animal abuse and a lot of disgusted looks from asswipe conservatives who can't appreciate sexual exploration. Hey. I miss my donkey.
I can't believe you. I finally get my shit together. I'm hours from getting out of here and really starting my life. And you somehow figured out a way to obliterate all that and reduce me to a convict.
Oh, yeah, it's my fault your life's fucked up. I'm the engaged guy who knocked up my boss.
You knocked up the guy who owns movies? Ew.
What?
Would you shut up? You're chaos incarnate, man. Our whole lives, you've been getting me into trouble and holding me back.
Oh, I'm holding you back, right? I remember like 10 years ago, the night we went to Julie Dwyer's funeral, you were all like, I need to shit or get off the pot.
You said shit or get off the pot, not me.
You got all fired up about taking charge of your life, and what'd you do? You worked at the store till the place burned down.
I took courses at Brookdale.
And dropped out.
Because you stopped going.
Because we were just killing time with those classes. One semester we took criminology, for Christ's sakes. What the fuck are we training to be, Batman?
At least we were doing something instead of wasting our lives in some fucking convenience store.
You know what? You could badmouth Quickstop all you want, but I miss that place. I loved working there. I look back on that period as the best time of my life.
Now I know you're fucking nuts.
Why? Because I enjoyed what I did? I got to watch movies, fuck with assholes, and hang out with my best friend all day. Can you think of a better way to make a living? Yeah, maybe it's not what everyone does, but it was pretty fucking good.
Man, that's you all over. Scrape by with the bare minimum. Well, I'm tired of that, Randall. I'm not in high school anymore. Shit, I'm not even in my 20s anymore. I don't want to sit around and rag on customers while eating free food. That's what you want to do. That's what you've always wanted to do. Well, if that's all you want out of life, man, then God bless. But I refuse to let your shit taint the rest of mine. Oh, I'm gonna smooth things over with Emma, go to Florida, and start my Randall Graves free existence. And try to forget these last 33 years ever happened.
So that's the way you see all this time we've spent together? It's weird, man. I thought you were the only guy in the world who got me and had my back. The only person who'd take a bullet for me, because I assumed you felt about me the same way I feel about you. Then all of a sudden, one day, you're like, I'm moving, bye. Do you know what that's been like for me? Like, I'm looking at a future that just sucks because you're not going to be in it anymore. And you're not even throwing me over for a life that means something to you. It's just a stupid, hollow existence you think you should embrace because you're getting old or something. Because it's the kind of life everyone else goes after. You're a fucking drone, dude.
Fine. Then the next friend whose life you ruin can be a totally free spirit. How's that?
You think I want to start making friends at my age? Christ. Who would want me as their friend? I hate everyone and everything seems stupid to me. But you were always the counterbalance to that. The guy who was the yin to my yang. Now what the fuck am I gonna do for the rest of my life? I mean, shit. I really wish you would have told me this when I first met you, that one day you were gonna bail on our friendship. Because if I had known you were just gonna flake on me a few decades later, wouldn't even have bothered with your ass in the first place.
Jesus, why don't you two just fucking get it over with already?
Faggots.
Why can't you ever say something useful for a change?
Well, what the fuck are you waiting for? That's your cue, man.
I got nothing.
Jesus fucking Christ, what good are you, you fuck?
You know what? That hurts. Like, what do you ever add to the fucking proceedings? You got like one answer for everything, pussy man.
Oh, then man, you must love this fucking guy, because he's the biggest pussy I ever met. The dude who lives his life according to everyone else's standards. I gotta go to Florida and get married, because that's what's expected of me. And the fucking insane part is he ain't even that crazy about the chick he's marrying or Florida. Never mind the fact that he's got a perfectly good chick right here in Jersey who he's nuts about. And even Anne fucking Frank could see she's nuts about him. God knows why. And she likes you for who you are, man. She ain't trying to stuff you into a box you'll never fit into. Not to mention the fact that she's carrying your hideous fucking chud of a kid. Jesus, if you had any sense whatsoever, you'd fucking stop trying to bray it up with the rest of the sheep and live your life the way it makes sense for you, you fucking ass.
Oh, yeah? And what's that? You obviously have such a great handle on your life. Tell me what you would do if you were in my position. Or even what you'd do in your own position. Swing that judgmental pendulum back the other way and tell me how you'd solve all your problems, asshole. What the fuck would the great Randall Graves do if he were half the master of his destiny that I'm supposed to be?
I'd buy the quick stop and reopen it myself. That's what I'd do. That's what we should do.
Yeah, right. Who are we, Lance Dowds? Do you know how much it would cost to buy the quick stop? Like 50 grand easy. Neither one of us have that type of money.
We do. That's right.
You guys would be willing to lend us some of that money so we can reopen the stores?
Sure, on two conditions. One, we can hang out in front of the store anytime we want and you can't call the cops. And two, you have to blow each other. And we get to watch. Then you have to go ask them out. All right, just the first condition.
Seriously?
Do I stutter? Yes, seriously. What do you think?
I almost hate to say it, but it kind of makes sense.
Hey, maybe that's why we spent so much time in that store. Why college or anything else never panned out for us. I mean, think about it, man. You and me running our own business instead of working for some other asshole? It could be pretty fucking sweet, right?
Yeah, it really could. I don't know, man. I was this close to starting a new life.
Jesus. You're actually gonna make me do this, aren't you? Can you guys cover your ears for a minute, please? You're my best friend. And I love you. In a totally heterosexual way.
Yeah, right.
Please, man, don't leave me.
Thanks. That'll be $5.79.
Taught me how to dance at a wedding. I mean, I know you don't believe in romantic love.
I am the kind of soul with whom you've connected. I have the bravest heart that you've ever seen.
Is that a yes?
What took you so long?
Anything to which you can't relate, and you're still
Thanks.
Pack of cigarettes?
You know what?
What?
You're not even supposed to be here today.
Can you feel it?
Feel what?
Today is the first day of the rest of our lives.
Straight and cold. shit. Gotta finish.
Hey! Snitch to the news!